Beginning with the Mishnah on the bottom of Tetvav Amud Bet, the Mishnah says, Kol nevelot mitztarfim zuim zu. All nevelot are able to be mitztarif together. V'chol hashkatzim, the other gear says, Kol hashvatzim mitztarfim zuim zu. So now we have a qualification of the Mishnah. Amarav, lo shanu ela l'inyan tuma. Aval l'inyan achila, teorim bifnei atzman, utmeim bifnei atzman. What our Mishnah did not do is distinguish between different types of nevelot. A nevelah could be the product of a kosher animal, could be the product of a non-kosher animal. Both kosher animals and non-kosher animals, when they die, are called nevelot. So when our Mishnah says, kol nevelot mitztarfin zu im zu, sounds like that it's irrelevant or irrespective of the fact that it is a nevelah from a kosher animal or it's a nevelah from a non-kosher animal. Along comes Rav and says, well, there's really a difference. It really depends on what issue you're discussing. If you're discussing the issue of Tumah, then a Behemat Me'ah and a Behemat Torah that's a Nevelah, they can be Mitztaref to make up the Shiurim of Tumah. Whether it's a Kabeitza to pass Tumah, whether it's a Kazayit, whatever it is that you need in terms of passing the Tumah. On the other hand, when it comes to Achilah, by Achila, they're actually Shnei Shemot. There are two problems over here. When it comes to Behemat Torah that dies, the only Isur that is on this animal now is an Isur of Nevela. On the other hand, when you have a non-kosher animal, prior to its dying, it already had an Isur because it was a Behemat Me'ah. Well, after it dies, then you add on the additional Isur of Nevela. And Rav says, Ein Isur Chalal Isur. We do not subscribe to the principle of an Isur is Chalal Isur. Therefore, the behemah tmeimah, after it dies, is a problem eating it, not because of nevelah, but because it's a behemah tmeimah, because it's a non-kosher animal. The kosher animal, after it dies, what's the problem with eating it? Is a nevelah. So that's two different isurim. One's an isur mishum nevelah, and one's an isur mishum behemah tmeimah. And therefore, they are not mitztarev to make up the kezayit that you would need for achilah to be in violation of any one of those two lavim. But Levi Amar, Levi disagrees and says, afilu la'achila nami mitztarfim. Even for Achilah, they're mitztaref, meaning that Levi believes, Isur Chal Al Isur. And since Isur Chal Al Isur, you have an Isur Nevelah by the Behemat Me'ah, even though it's also a Sur because it's a Behemat Me'ah, but in addition to that, you have the Isur Nevelah, and the Behemat Torah also has an Isur Nevelah. Therefore, you can have a problem of a Kazayit Nevelah if you consume between them a Kazayit. Tosafot says that he doesn't think that the Machloket here can be about whether Isur Chal Al Isur or Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, because that's a machloket Tanaim throughout Shas. So why would you also have a machloket Amorim about a machloket Tanaim? So Tosafot suggests over here, near the Farish, the Vade Kul Ari, the Man Damar Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. This whole sugya is according to the one who says, Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. That works well for Rav, who suggests by Achila, there's no Tziruf, because you have Nevela, and you have Behemat Me'ah. So they're not mitztaref. But according to Levi, who says they are mitztaref, how do you explain Ein Isur Chal Al Isur? So Tosfot says it's a gzeret ha-katuv. Because the pasuk says, by chelev, ko chelev nevela. So even though the Isur chelev exists, nevertheless, the Isur nevela is chal on top of chelev. So we see that Isur nevela has the ability to overcome the problem Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. So Levi will say, just like by Chelev, the Nevela also was added on top of it, so too by Behemat Me'ah, the Nevela is added up on top. So this will be an exception to the rule. Everybody holds Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. But in this instance, Levi says there's an exceptional case that Isur is Chal Al Isur, because Nevela has the ability to be Chal, because the Torah tells us that's Gzeret HaKatuv. And Ravasi Amar, Torim Latzman, Utmeim Latzman. Ravasi makes a statement, and we're unclear as to what his statement means. He says, kosher animals by themselves, non-kosher animals by themselves. Iga de amre pligi ad Rav. Some say that Ravasi is arguing on Rav. Viga de amre lo pligi. The others say that he's not arguing on Rav. It's clearly not like Levi. Levi makes no distinction between kosher and non-kosher animals. Not by Tuma, not by Achila. On the other hand, Rav distinguishes between Tuma and Achila. So it could be that Ravasi's statement is simply saying, kosher animals by themselves, non-kosher animals by themselves, that's by Achila, and that agrees with Rav. By Tuma, he'll agree that they are one unit. On the other hand, the other possibility, and that's what the Igadamri say, pligi ad Rav, he argues on Rav, and says that kosher and non-kosher animals are independent entities, both for Achila and for Tuma. So if they're independent of both of them, then he's disagreeing with Rav's position.
And the
So what is he going to do with our Mishnah? The Mishnah is not the problem for Ravasi, because the Mishnah, you'll say that when it says kol nevelot mitzdarvim zum zum, means nevelot haorot mitzdarvim zum zum, and kol nevelot tmeot mitzdarvim zum zum, but not an overlap between haorot and tmein. Right now, the Gemara says meitave mitat para v'chaye gamal. Person who has a piece of meat from a dead para, which is an avelava behemat Torah, and chaye gamal, and a piece of meat off of a live camel, which is maybe aver min achai. In mitzdarfim zeimzer, they are not mitzdareif, because you're dealing with two different isurim. You're dealing with isur of mitat para, which is avelava behemat Torah, time at chaye gamal, which is either aver min achai, or over here the Gemara is assuming that it's an isur of behemat meah. Problem of a non-kosher animal. Ha! What you can infer from this is mitat shnehem. Had they both been dead, mitzdarfim, they would have been mitzdareif, because then they would both be a problem of nevela. Vikasha, the Ravasi. That would be a problem for Ravasi. Gemara says it's only a question for Ravasi and not a question for Rav, because if the Rav lo matzil lefruche, that's what Rashi says, you can't ask on Rav, the Rav matzil ukmala ha dukya ha mitat shnehem mitzdarfim linyan tumah. Rav, could you say the deal that by mitat shnehem their mitzdarfim is only by tumah, but not by achila? Kasha the Ravasi. It's a problem for Ravasi according to the Ikadamri. Tosafot at first tries to set up the Gemara like Rashi did, which is that the question is only on Ravasi and not on Rav, because Rav's suggestion we said would be that the Braita is talking about tumah and therefore will not be a problem for him. The problem is, what tumah that you're talking about that's not mitzdarif? There's no reason it shouldn't be mitzdarif. And number two is, the Braita seems to be talking about achila and not about tumah. So Tosafot in the end backs down and says that Ein Hochanami, that the Gemara here is challenging Rav and Ravasi, and it's according to the Shita of Ravasi that agrees with Rav. We said before, according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is based on Ravasi who disagrees with Rav, because then Rav has a way out. Tosafot says, no, the Gemara's continuing question is according to Ravasi when he agrees with Rav, and the question's on both of them. Ravasi is answering on behalf of himself and Rav. Ravasi is a Talmud of Rav. We see many times, I'm a Ravasi, I'm a Rav. And therefore, Ravasi is answering on behalf of himself and Rav for the problem that the Braita presents to both of their positions. Amend the diuk that we want to say out of this Mishnah. Don't say, therefore, if they're both dead, they're mitzdarfim, but rather say, if they're both alive, they're mitzdarif. Umani, who's the author of that Braita, is Rabbi Yehudi, Damar, Eiver Menachai Noeg Bitzmeya. That Eiver Menachai is Noeg even in non-kosher animals. Therefore, if they're both alive, and you have a piece of the para, a piece of the gamal, they're both an Isur of Eiver Menachai. It's not one is Isur Eiver Menachai, the para, and the gamal is an Isur Behemat Tmeya of non-kosher animals, then they wouldn't be mitzdarev. So the Shita Rabbi Yehudi believes that Eiver Menachai has application even by non-kosher animals, and therefore they can be mitzdarev. Aval, so, but that means, based on your diuk, mutat shnehem, my, if they both were dead, what would be the din? Lo mitzdarfe, they would not be mitzdarif. So, imkain, my iria, derohi tvitoni. So then why did this Braita go out of its way and run through to write it like this? Mitat para v'chaye gamal. Give you an example of a dead para and a live gamal. Ha, afilu mitat shnehem. Even if it was a dead camel and a dead para, then lo mitzdarfe, it would have been a better chiddush to write that. Why did the Braita give up the bigger chiddush, which would be to say that they were both dead and they're not mitzdarif, and give us a lesser chiddush, which is that one is alive and one is dead, because there's clearly they're not mitzdarif. V'oh, they have a bigger problem is the latter half of that Braita. The latter half of that Braita says, "Otanya chatzi zayit para b'chayeha, chatzi zayit gamal b'mitata." You have half a zayit from a para while it's alive, and a chatzi zayit from a gamal when it's dead. Ain mitzdarfim. Over there, you're not mitzdareif. The para is mishum ever minachai. The gamal is mishum either behemat tmeya or nevela. Ain mitzdarfim. Aval. Now it says it explicitly. Chadzi zayit mi para v'chadzi zayit mi gamal ben bechayeha ben bemitata. Whether it's alive or whether it's dead, mitzdarfim. That means that whether the para and the gamal are alive, you're both the mitzdareif because they're both the din in Eiver Minachai. So this is Shita Rabbi Yehuda. There is Eiver Minachai by an kosher animal. Ben bemitata. When it's dead, they are also mitzdareif, which means that number one, para has a din in nevela, which we know because Bema Torah turns into nevela if it dies. But that also means that the gamal has a din in nevela and they're mitzdareif. Because here you have a non-kosher animal and we're still saying it's mitzdareif. So it can't be that the problem here is Behemat Tmeya, it has to be a problem with Nevela, and you have two Nevelot, and the Nevelot are Mitzdarfot. So that will be a problem for Rav Ashi Sita. It must be, we have to conclude, mitach nehem mitztarfim, that the mitzvah of both of them is mitztaref. So that's one way to read the problem here, that there's a stira between the first part of the braita that you want to make a diok out of and say that mitach nehem is mitztarfim, and this latter half of the braita, which clearly says, ben bechaya, ben mitata, mitztarfim, and that's the stira over here. The way to reconcile the stira is to say that your diok and the ratio is incorrect. And then Shnehem is Mitztarfim, and that'll be a problem for the Shita of Rav Asi. The other way to read it is that there's actually an internal stira in the latter half of this Braita. From the point that we bring down, the Rav Asi reads it, that Tanya, Chatzi Zayit Parah Bechaya, Chatzi Zayit Gamal B'mitata, Ein Mitztarfim. They are not Mitztarech. Then we said, Hagatani Ben Bechaya, Ben B'mitata, or Mitztarfim. They are Mitztarech. So you just said before that if you have a chatzi zayit of the parah alive, chatzi zayit of the gamal dead, not mitzareif. Then you have the latter half of that second half of the braita saying, if you have alive or dead, it works. And the assumption now of the gemara is alive or dead means it doesn't matter which one. First way we read it, we meant that both were alive, both were dead. The second way that Rashi reads is that the last piece of the Mishnah is saying, even if one is alive and one is dead, what does it mean? Ben chaya, ben mita means even if one's alive, one's dead, they're mitzareif. And that's soter, the line before, that says if the parah is dead and the gemal is alive, that they're not mitzareif. How do you reconcile between them? The only way to reconcile between those two pieces of the braita is to say that the latter half of the braita is talking about when they're both dead and they're both alive, not when there's a mix. If you say that, then you have mitach nehem, and mitach nehem are mitzareif, and then it will go against that position of Rav Asi. Where it says, I'm alecha Rav Asi, I'll tell you the solution to my problem. Haitana sabar isur chalal isur. The whole premise of Rav Shita, and by extension Rav Asi Shita, is that Ein Isur Chalal Isur. Therefore, if a Behemah Tmeah dies, there is no Isur Nevela. So there, Shita is premised on this idea that Ein Isur Chalal Isur. He'll just say that the Braita is based on an opinion that Isur is Chalal Isur. I don't hold like that Tana. I hold like the Tana that says Ein Isur Chalal Isur. So my disagreement of the Braita, yeah, of course it's a problem for me because the author of the Braita is subscribing to a Shita that I don't hold up. The Braita believes that Isur is Chalal Isur. I don't believe that. I believe that Isur is Ein Isur Chalal Isur. And the difference between us will be that a Behemah Tmeah, whether it can be a Nevela. According to the Braita, it can become a Nevela. According to me, it still remains a Behemah Tmeah. So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. So now we have another statement by Rav, which is, Achilat Shratzim, Loke alav bikezayit. Eating of shratzim, you're loke if you eat a kezayit from it. My taima, what's the reason? Achila k'tibuhu. It says that you're not allowed to eat them. Lo tochlum kishe kezayim. So the fact that it says achila, achila, we know stam in the Torah is a kezayit. Therefore, the restriction against eating a sheretz manifests itself in a kezayit. V'hatani Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina kamei d'Rabbi Yochanan v'ivdaltem. So, we had this week's parsha, past week's parsha in Eretz Yisrael, next week's parsha in Chutz Laretz. V'ivdaltem ben ha-behema ha-teora litmeya, ben ha-ofa tamei la-tahor, v'lo tishakzu et nafshu teichem ba-behema va-of v'chol asher termos ha-dama, asher v'dalti lachem litamei. Patach ha-ketub v'achila. Pasuk begins discussing issues of achila. V'ivdaltem ben ha-behema ha-teora litmeya. That's the difference between what you can eat and what you can't eat. Kosher animals, non-kosher animals. Kosher birds, non-kosher birds. So when it says, lo tishaksu av nafshu teichem, that's an isur in achila, because the only way to be mishaketz nefesh is to eat, to consume it. And then, ends the pasuk, b'chol tirmos adama, sheiv datu lechem litamei. Over there, by tirmos adama, there's nothing that is kosher. So when you say there, litamei, it means le inyan tuma. You see, im tuma. And it ends off with, I shaved out the chem tamei, that you will become tamei if you come into contact with these animals. So why is there a mixing and matching of achila and tuma in the same pasuk? Potok ha-kotuv v'achila, the same tuma, mat tuma b'kadasha. Know that tuma sheretz is the size of a kadasha, the size of a lentil seed. Av'achila b'kadasha. So too, achila of a sheretz, the isur is by adasha, by a lentil side. V'kalse Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan praised this limud. This limud that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chinna said in front of Rabbi Yochanan said, wow, great limud, I like it. V'kasha l'Rav. And that'll be a problem for Rav. Amar Yudam Rav says, chilat shratzim is by kezayit. So he says kezayit, here we have the limud over here saying that it is a dinin keadasho. So Gemara says, lo kasho, kan b'mitatan, kan b'chayehen. Depends if they're alive or if they're dead. When they are dead, they have a dinin tumah. The dinin tumah is keadasho, therefore the dinin achila will also be keadasho. While they're alive, where there's no dinin tumah, then the eating or the consuming of them will be governed by the regular laws of lo teshaktsu, no lo teachlum, which is achilat kezayit. So that'll be the difference. Rab's statement is made when they are alive. Rabbi Yochanan, who praised that limud that was brought from Rabbi Chanina, is talking about when they're dead. Amar le Abaye, veha rava matznitan koi. Isn't Rab modifying or qualifying our Mishnah? And our Mishnah says, kol ha-shvetzim, tani. Our Mishnah says, kol ha-shvetzim mitztafim zeim zeh, which sounds like ben bechayehen, ben bemitatan, makes no distinction. It says, kol ha-shvetzim are mitztareif. And Rab on that says, achilat shvetzim lokeh bikezayit. So if Rav is modifying our Mishnah in that statement, that means that we're talking about whether it's alive or dead, and yet Rav says it's achilat kizayit. So now the next thing is in parentheses, Rashi says about that, dikaporta lo shamanu perusho. I don't know what this means, and therefore they eliminated it from the girsa. So we'll continue. Amalei Rav Yosef, hayi diyuka or duvka didach, who? That's your diuk, or your connection. Rav, shmaita ba'al makamar. But Rav made an independent statement. And we had a statement before by Rav about nevelot. About Rabbi Nevelot, he says, lo shan olinyan tuma, avolinyan echila teorim. That was Rav's statement. It was clearly modifying the Mishnah. What the assumption of Abaye is that Rav made another statement. And what he suggests is, just like the first statement modified the Mishnah, so too the second statement was modifying the Mishnah. Along comes Rav Yosef and says, that's your own assumption. You made that connection between them. That's not necessarily true. The first statement of Rav, you're right, is qualifying the Mishnah. But the second statement of Rav is an independent statement. It wasn't in the context of our Mishnah. It was said by itself, which is, achilat shvetzim, lokeh alav bikezayit. Period. Nothing to do with the Mishnah. And therefore we can redefine, or we can say, or limit Rav to be a case where the shvetzim are alive, and not say it when they are dead, because he's not qualifying the Mishnah. It's an independent statement. Right now we move on. Kalsi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan praised this limud. It's like almost like a gufa in the Gemara where it goes back to discuss something they did before. Meitave, is that really true? Ha'ivarim ein lahen shiur. When it comes to Ivarim, a whole Aver has no shiur. That means that an Aver kol shehu, if it's, as long as it's whole, if it's pachot mikizayit by nevelot, or an Aver shalem of a sheretz, which is less than a kadasha, they are mitameh. They carry with them a din of tumah. So even though normally the threshold for tumah by nevela is a kizayit, normally the threshold for tumah by a sheretz is a kadasha, if you have a whole Aver, a full limb, even if it's below that threshold, it still has the din of tumah because it's an Aver shalem. It's a dovar choshuv. Even though it doesn't have a shiur, it's chashive. So therefore, hey varim, ein lahem shiur. Afilu pachot mikazayit nevela, upachot mikadasha min asheretz mitamim. Therefore, because they have this din of chashivut, they do not have to reach the threshold that governs tumah by nevela, which is a kazayit, that which governs the tumah by asheretz, which is a kadasha. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and then on that, Rabbi Yochanan says, ein lokein alein ela b'kezayit. You only get malkot for a kezayit. Oh boy, this is a problem now. We had Rabbi Yochanan before praising Rabbi Chanina's limud, which was that b'kadasho, you get a malkot because achila by a sheretz is a problem b'kadasho. Now he's saying that the problem in achila, or the malkot for them, is by a kezayit. He's clearly talking about achila, because there's no malkot for becoming tameh. There's no Isser to become tameh. A Yisrael can become tameh. There may be an Isser for a Kohen to become tameh. That's only by Tumat Meit. By Tumat Sheretz, there's no Isser for them to become tameh. Again, we can all make Tarot, Tmeot, but there's no Isser against becoming tameh. So if he's talking about you're getting Malkot, you're getting Malkot for eating it. And here, by the bright Mishnah in Alot, he's saying that the qualification is Kazayit. Yet when Rabbi Yochanina before said that the qualification for eating is Ke'adasha, Rabbi Yochanina says, great, that's in a great limud. Amarovo b'muvdalim diber hakatuv. You have to differentiate in shretzim. There are different types of shretzim in the Torah. There are the eight shretzim which the Torah lays out. Those eight shretzim are shretzim that are tmeim. The eight shretzim that are tmei, and they have a din in Ke'adasha. Since they have a din in Tumah Ke'adasha, therefore they have a din in Achila Ke'adasha. Other Shvatzim, which are not in that group of eight, they don't have a din of Tumar Ke'adasha, therefore, they don't have a din of Achila Ke'adasha. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan, when he says, Lokin Elam Bekazayit, is talking about anybody who's not in that list of eight Shvatzim. When he was praising Rabbi Chanina's limud, he's talking about those Shvatzim that are in that list of eight Shvatzim that are Mitameh Ke'adasha. Malir Vada Rav, the Rovo, if that's your solution, Elamiata, Behemanami, when it comes to an animal, Lipulagay Ben Buvdelet, the Shayna Buvdelet. Let's differentiate between Behemot Tmeyot and Behemot Teorot. Let's say that there's a distinction between those that are separated out and those that are not separated out. Let us say that by those that are separated out, meaning Behemot Tehorot, will be Mitamei Bikazayit, but Behemot Tmeyot will only be Mitamei Bikabetza. They'll have a bigger shiur. Just like over here, you're saying that the eight Shvatzim have a din in Kedasha, other Shvatzim have a din in Kedzayit. So we'll say the same thing by Behemot. That since the Shvatzim and the Behemot are found in the same Pasuk, and you're differentiating between those that are Muvdalim and no, and not Muvdalim, so say the same thing over here. That when an animal is Muvdal, it'll have a din in Kedzayit. That's a Behemot Torah. That's not Muvdal, that's a Behemot Tmeah, we'll have a din in Kabeitza, and not a din in Kezayit. Tosafot suggests that the Gemara here is not coming to make a differentiation between kosher animals and non-kosher animals. Rather, to say since animals are found within the same pasuk as Shvatzim, there is Havdalah said by Shvatzim in that pasuk, and there's Havdalah said by Behemot in that pasuk. Therefore, the same din that applies by Sheretz should apply to Behemah. But Sheretz, we learned, because the beginning and the end of the pasuk are different, Achila and Tumah, there's a Hekesh B'nehem. Therefore, because Behemot are also found in that pasuk, even though they don't have that distinction drawn in the Pasuk, nevertheless, they should be guided by the Sheretz that's found in that Pasuk. And therefore, just like by Shkatzim or Shvatzim, there is a din of Achilatan Ketumatan, so too, by Beima, Achilatan should be like Tumatan, and we see here, by Tumat Eiver, Ein Lahem Shiur. And just like there's Ein Lahem Shiur when it comes to Tumah, there should be Ein Lahem Shiur when it comes to Achilah. Amar Lei, Ki Kamikish Rachmana, the Baal Tishaksu. Alav Shirin, no. Behemah and Torah and Tmeah that are compared to the Shvatzim is not to come to differentiate in their Shirim, to say, oh, the Shir of a Tmeah and Torah should be different. Coming to compare them to say that there's a lav of Lo Tishaksu et Nafshoteichem. If you eat anything that you're not supposed to eat, there's a lav of Lo Tishaksu et Nafshoteichem. And that means there's an additional lav here, besides eating a Behemah and Tmeah, besides eating a Nevela, there's a problem of Bal Tishaksu et Nafshoteichem, that you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to ruin your nefesh. And that has on an additional lav here. That's why Behemah Torah and Tmei are mentioned in the Pasuk. But not to come to teach you that there should be a difference in the Shiurim. The difference in Shiurim is for the din in Shvatzim. That is that Shvatzim that are Muvdalim have a din in Ke'adasha. Shvatzim that are not Muvdalim have a din in Kezayit. And therefore there will also be the differentiation when it comes to Achila. Just like their Tumah is differentiated between Adasha and a Kezayit, so too their Isur of Achila will be differentiated between a Kedasha and a Kezayit. That will help us reconcile between Rabbi Yochanan's statement modifying the Mishnah in Olot and Rabbi Yochanan's praise for the statement of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinna that spoke about an Adasha as opposed to Kezayit that he did when he qualified the Mishnah in Olot. By Behemah, Tmeah, and Torah, we're not going to make such a distinction, because the only reason that they're in that pasuk is to include them in the Isur of Lo Tishaksu et Nafshoteichem. Okay, we'll stop over here.